This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for July 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Over the last months, we've examined some of the meanings of the meal offerings as seen in the second chapter of Leviticus. Today, and for the next several visits, the beauties of Christ, as seen in the meal offering, will continue to be the object of our contemplation. In this visit, we will consider the priest's portion. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but at this time I will only underline several verses noting how the offering was to be presented. Verses 8 to 10 say, "And thou shalt bring the meal offering unto the Lord. And when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar. And the priest shall take from the meal offering a memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And that which is left of the meal offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire." We should also read from Leviticus 6, verses 14 through 16. "And this is the law of the meal offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar. And he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meal offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meal offering. He shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor, even the memorial of it unto the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place. In the court of the tabernacle, in the congregation, they shall eat it." Having considered the ingredients which composed the meal offering, it remains for us to refer to the persons who partook of it. These are the head and members of the priestly house. As in the burnt offering, we observe the sons of Aaron introduced as types of all true believers, as worshiping priests we are. So in the meal offering, we find them feeding upon the remnant of that which had been laid, as it were, on God's table. This is a high and holy privilege. None but the priests could enjoy it then. None but true believers, as worshipers, can really enter into the beauties of the Lord Jesus Christ's activities as the perfect man, totally controlled by the Spirit of God to the glory of God. Here then, we have furnished with a beautiful figure of the church also feeding in the holy place in the power of practical holiness unto the upon the perfections of the man Christ Jesus. This is our portion through the grace of God. But we must remember that it is to be eaten with unleavened bread. We cannot feed upon Christ if we are indulging in anything evil. Anyone who touches these offerings was to be holy. Moreover, it was to be eaten in the holy place. Our position, our practice, our persons, our associates must be holy ere we can feed upon the meal offering. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.